Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and guess what? I got a card in the mail from my wife. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that you and I became one, and we have 9 kids walking the earth. What are you thankful for? I love you, I love you, I love you. You're a man. Gee, I sent this to her, and for some reason it came back. Was that an act of love or something else? You know, I make jokes about it, but it's not very funny. I was scheduled to be at a hospital today. Jim Leonard, I did drive him to a medical office however many months ago, and I was supposed to do kind of a similar thing today, but they canceled shortly after. Well, they canceled. So I'm concerned about both them, both Jim and Sharon, as Jim is in pain. Sharon has breathing issues and so forth. So I am concerned about them. I got a call this morning before 6 from David Tulis, who my family should remember. And he's going through difficulties himself. So I'm grateful that there was some interaction, and you know, because I do consider him a friend, I had a dialogue with my friend Chris today, and one of the great joys is we hit the scripture, you know, our normal. Went into a lot of detail. We spent mostly, it was the Psalm 44. But we also, together, because we prayed together, and there's something sweet about being praying with somebody else for others, you know, because we prayed for the Leonards and for the Tulis family. And there's a remarkable joy in doing that. And I'm grateful that I can do that. It'd be nice to do that with my own family. But I've still been waiting for a response from my guests from last week, the 2 young Mormon elders. You know, they have not responded to any emails, and my guess is they will remain silent. So what's the difference again between the PCA, you know, the Protestant Christian community, and the Mormon community? I don't know. One other thing that I plan to start doing today, it may be clumsy for a few days, is what I did a while back is I set up, you know, I have Kozlowski.org, you know, that's been around for 25 years. 25 years. It's a long time. Yeah, especially for a website. It's changed a lot over the years. But so I've had that now for 25 years. But the I did family.kozlowski.org because obviously that basically cost me nothing in order to be a superset of kozlowski.org. Because you go to family.kozlowski.org, you have everything that's at kozlowski.org plus things such as the voicemails. But when I did the promise stuff, the promise is that, you know, because obviously that was part of the point of making the card simple, kozlowski.org/promise. So if you go to kozlowski.org, there's no direct link to the promise area. But I should have used this one, shouldn't I? Because this is, anyway. But there's no direct link. But, so it's all there. And I did the family in order to, the family.kozlowski.org, in order to have a way to kind of separate them. And I've been pondering that for a bit. And I think what I'm going to do, perhaps starting today, so it may be clumsy for a few days, is my voicemails will no longer be at family.kozlowski.org/voicemail, the date. It'll be at kozlowski.org/promise, the date, with the card for that day. If there's no card, because... you know, the, like, for example, Thanksgiving, there was no card. it says tomorrow was Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving Day, obviously, there was no mail. But I'll simply put the voicemail and the card together, which means that the voicemails, because you'll find that a lot of the voicemails, I have a link to the voicemail with the card, but that required that you go to the other website. Well, I'm going to eliminate that, I think. So I'm going to eliminate family.kozlowski.org. It'll still work, but move everything to the voicemails to the promise section, because I think it's set up for the other thing. I've been working for a lot longer than I'd like to admit on making email not just working, but excellent. And the internal structure has been refined and refined and refined. And that took way, way too much time. And of course, there are issues. But I'm back to the point where I am receiving email fine, and then sending email in some cases. There are some issues that I'm working on. And then, of course, there are the security aspects. But I should have yesterday, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, where I'm fully sending emails to my email list. And that's the big issue. And because my objective is by Thursday to switch from the email that I send right now to an email that is sent from Shofar Nexus to my family. And I may, I don't know for how long I'll do that as I test things out, but that is the structure for this email list program, which has a whole lot of capabilities for it. And the question is, which capabilities comes to life first? Right now it's follow the money kind of thing. But so I do think I can hit my target date of my wife's birthday, Thursday. And so first it will be to just the family as it is. But then after I've tested and I feel stable, I have a list of several hundred that list will migrate from the few to that large number. And I'm pretty sure this won't go over well. Obviously I'm not hiding it. My family doesn't listen to this, so they won't know. I'm sending them the email. I think maybe by using them first, because my guess is I'm blocked. And when it comes from the email server, it's no longer going to come from john@kozlowski.org, but a different email address. And therefore, at least that first email might not be blocked, and they may find out. So that's kind of my hope. And, one of the things, because one of the things I'm trying to work on is Shofar Nexus. I've worked out a business model. What I'm calling it not is, because it's not a single business entity, but an ecosystem. So anybody can jump in and make money off this. And I can nothing I can do to stop them. It's kind of like, if I want to grow tomatoes, all I do is get a seed and plant tomatoes in my yard, and I can grow tomatoes. It's that same kind of thing. But that's what I want. I want the ecosystem, because if you have the ecosystem, it's again the farmer's market model. More people will show up at a farmer's market than a single farmer. And so that's kind of the idea. And I've been using the analogy of the company Dropbox because they're grossing a little over $2 billion a year. And I figure we can easily make 0.1% of that in a year if I get somebody who knows how to market. And, you know, that's a living wage because the profit margins are huge. But so there's, I'm looking for that. So driven by the money. But the other aspect of it is the security aspect. And that's what I want to do. But it's, I need somebody to say, yes, I do too. And of course, get that funded, which is a problem. But I'm wondering, and I don't know yet, I'm wondering how much to push. Let's make money on this. Or let's make money on this, and this is one of the reasons why. For example, the various things related to shofar leaks. Because I am trying to work on shofar leaks. Use the example of collateral pipeline. And I was going to do that, and I want to have that done. I'm going to try to get that on there, get it on before this goes out. So you go to shofarleaks.com/collateral pipeline. It's like going to wikileaks.org/collateral murder. It's the same idea. Because I'm using the analogy of someone who may come forth and say, look, I have some information, potentially video, of who blew up Nord Stream. And that person would, you know, if somebody did that, they would probably end up in the same situation as Bradley Manning and Julian Assange. So that's why there's no organization here. But if I put the technology in place and somebody else does it, that's the purpose. So it allows that for something like that, which is the major stage, the world stage. Because if somebody came out with that, that would make the front page. But then there's the lesser things within the community. And obviously I have tried, because I've had 2 face-to-face conversations and several emails go out in reference to sexual slavery. You know, a nice, pleasant family discussion. And no one's responded. But I really think this is an area, because when you look at, again, I think the analogy holds. When you look at the world stage, the Jeffrey Epstein kind of stuff, what happens? He's apparently dead. Maxwell is in prison. But they served customers. And nobody is discussing their customers. So, and then of course, there are some people who are saying, you know, I'm the victim here. And some people are saying, I want to milk this. So, you know, it's sometimes hard to tell the difference. So you have that issue, you know, I wonder if I should put that in the Kozlowski.org too. There was 2 gentlemen who actually got onto Pedophile Island and did some videoing of that place. And it's kind of like, because I've got that video. Maybe I should make use, at least get the link. I'll put the link there. Because, I mean, wow. That place... was a little odd. But that's the big stage. And my concern is, why don't the people who are the customers become... Well, because these people are people of power. You know, the allegations are towards Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, what's his name, the big name attorney, and anyway, a bunch of people. So you have, and of course, they have enough power to fight back and have this squashed. But you say, okay, on the local level, within a smaller community, something like this happens. Well, you go to the police, right? Except what if it's the same thing? What if the people who are doing this have those same kind of connections? So in other words, the police, the court systems, they're not your friends. Sometimes that's true, sometimes that's not. I want to put into the hands of the victim. The analogy, I think, is, you know, there's this idea, you know, on the gun rights idea, there was the slogan, call 911 and die. Because, you know, I'm being robbed, so I'm going to call 911 and it takes the police 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get here. In the meantime, I'm laying in a pool of blood. However, if I shoot first, maybe I have a better chance. And of course, so what do? One of the things that apparently is happening is that there is a concerted effort when those things occur, when a private citizen, store owner, just a Joe Schmo, uses his own private weapon, don't let that get out in the news. There's a whole lot of evidence for this. But in the same way, if you can't get the government to help you, use your own weapon. And maybe for some, shofar leaks is that weapon. But that's a long thing. You know, and then of course I do think about, because again, it's just like my dealing with the Mormon gentleman, the young Mormon elders. When it comes to that, I'm a little more adept than most, but I want to put in the hands for somebody like me 20 years ago, or like somebody else who can more easily say, okay, when the Bible says this, do I have to go to an authority, do a commentary, whatnot? Or can you give me the tools so I can find this stuff myself? I don't know, something about that, you have no teacher but the Lord. Anyway, it's kind of like today we were discussing Psalm 44, and it really was, as we especially dwelled on the last line, rise up, come to our help, redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. Or NASB is, and redeem us for the sake of your loving kindness, LSV, and ransom us for your kindness sake. Because it is an interesting psalm where we say, you know, there's kind of like a thank you, but hey, we're kind of toast here. And a lot of psalms, you know, we're toast, but then there's your mercy, but here is your toast, and kind of like, So we were wondering about this, and then one of the questions is, to the overseer, an instruction of the sons of Korah. And it's kind of like, okay, the sons of Korah. Korah, we recall Korah's rebellion, which, you know, we read about in places like Jude. We just looked at the surface, and I haven't looked at this, because Korah was the one who rebelled against Moses. And he and his entourage were swallowed up by the earth, which is kind of uncomfortable. But if it's the sons of Korah, is it the sons of this Korah? I don't know that for sure. But if it is, it's a reminder of the sons are not punished for the sins of the father, nor is the father punished for the sins of the son. And so, it's I wonder about this. Did Korah do a no-no, and his sons, especially after they saw what happened to him, repent? And is his sons, is it generations later, or is it a different Korah? You know, because obviously that name may have been used again. So I don't know. And I don't have an immediate answer, but I would like to make it easy for that to be found without having to go through a commentary. But, this, and you know, to see a simple tree of the lineage of people, for example. I want to do that, but, you know, right now it doesn't put food on the table. Anyway, this voicemail should be the first one at kozlowska.org/promise-2022-12-05. The old voicemail stuff will point to this, but that's where it'll be. And I wonder what that's going to do. But it will save me some effort because, you know, I'm maintaining two things and I only maintain one. There is the issue, too, is that the site is so compact with stuff. I have to make it. It's one thing for somebody who's familiar with the layout and why. It's another thing for the first-time observer. And that's an issue that I have to work on. But again, that doesn't pay the bills. Anyway, just letting you know what's transpiring. Thank you, my lady, for the postcard. I try to make a joke of that, but it hurts. Yeah, it hurts because, you know, I did. There was another one there, and I'm you know, because I sent another one to her today, and I assume when that comes back, I will probably have basically the entire bottom row finished, and there'll be no more room on the wall for postcards. Anyway, I'm not giving up. I'm grateful that Chris and I were able to pray for the Leonards and the Tulises. Would be that Tulis I? Anyway. And I'm hoping to engage maybe later in the week with my friend in Utah about why don't I get a response back from these people? But then again, why don't I get a response back from the PCA or from the Protestant community? Maybe they have the same issue. That's worth considering. My lady, my wife, I'm not giving up. And maybe real soon you'll hear from me again. And I hope one day you'll be able to look at me, the man you committed your life to, with a heart of love. Because you're seeing a heart of love look back at you. I love you and I want you back.